Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us on this Thursday morning. Lisa Newell is normally going to talk to us at this time for the Gulf Breeze News, but instead we have Melanie Cormody, who is also with the Gulf Breeze News. Melanie, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What do you got going on in the paper today? Optimist Club Fishing Rodeo?
Yeah, that's our big story on the front page this week, the Optimist Fishing Rodeo. They're celebrating their 50th year of doing the fishing rodeo. And the Optimist Club, they are a very hardworking group of people, and they raise funds for various youth projects and scholarships throughout the years. Over the past 50 years, they've estimated to have raised over $700,000 to put directly back into the community youth projects.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It's a really big deal.
Oh,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
The registration is open now. This year, the rodeo is scheduled for May 17th through 18th at Shoreline Park, and it's going to be a big celebration all weekend. They're going to have retro T-shirts, music by the Gulf Breeze High School Jazz Ensemble. There's going to be a junior fishing clinic on Sunday morning and their fish fry. So it's a lot of fun, and it's always very well attended.
No, that's wonderful. I mean, that's one of the things about our whole area, but, you know, particularly Gulf Breeze, is that kind of charity, community spirit, service, you know, all of that stuff. And I love all of it. It's great to see. We also have the announcement of the almost completely official new name for what used to be called, and sort of, I guess, still is officially, Wayside Park, right?
Yeah. So it's not official yet. It will be at the next city council meeting whenever they do a resolution. But the people spoke and they listened, and the new name for Wayside Park is Mariner's Landing.
I'm fine.
The city council.
I was looking over the list of all the names, and then of the five that they selected from that the TDEC recommended, and I think Mariner's Landing wouldn't have been the one I picked necessarily, but I don't object either. You know what I mean? Like I kind of liked the Sunrise Park because Sunset, because it's like both directions or something like that. But Pelican Park, Chappie Park, because it's the Chappie James Bridge. I like some of the ones for the historic figures in Gulf Breeze too. I thought that was kind of neat, but I like this one too. It's especially since it's a boat launch, right?
Exactly. They're working really hard on that boat launch, and it's going to be very nice once it's done. And plus, there's a piece of artwork that was donated by Artel Gallery called The Mariner, and it's a really big piece of artwork, and it's going to be really prominent in the park. So I think it just kind of, that's a big reason why they chose it.
I did have somebody say this to me yesterday, said, so the brand new name for the park is going to be Mariner's Landing. When did they commission the artwork, the name of which was The Mariner? Because there was a little bit of the feeling like, I don't know, that feels like maybe this outcome was preordained.
I don't know. I have not investigated that.
I don't know either.
I do know that the artwork, it was, as far as I know, Artel Gallery, they came to the city of Gulf Breeze and wanted to donate this piece to the city. So I think it all just kind of worked out that way.
Yeah, I'm not alleging there's some nefarious thing. I'm just literally saying what somebody said to me yesterday, and I'm like, I don't think so, but yeah, I see what you're getting at. Last thing, you have Springfest in Gulf Breeze, right, coming up this weekend?
Yeah, it's a really big deal. It's been going on for quite some time now, and every year it gets bigger and bigger and better, and the city of Gulf Breeze, it's their annual celebration. The weekend's going to be great. It's this Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Shoreline Park.
Very cool. All right, Melanie, before I let you go, I'm going to have to ask you your opinion question. Of course, we have had for decades, with some brief interruptions, the sailfish sign at the eastern end of the city of proper, Gulf Breeze proper, although it is in Escambia County property, mm-hmm. so it is the eastern mm-hmm. bookend. Now you have the western mm-hmm. bookend of the brand new Pelican sign on the landing of the Three Mile Bridge mm-hmm. on the Pensacola side. Do you have a preference between the two signs, or are you equally happy with both of them?
I think they're both really equally wonderful. I do think that the Pensacola Beach, that sign is iconic.
It's, yeah.
You see it everywhere on artwork. I did get to interview the person who did the new sign.
Oh, Brianna Spence?
I just think she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she actually did. She's done some huge murals in the city of Gulf Breeze ballparks on their concessions.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, I like supporting my women, so I think she did a great job too. So I just don't like to choose.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And actually, the if you wanted to be objective about it, part of what makes that Pensacola Beach sign is so cool is like the sparkle effect and the moving arrows. Like there are things about that that are not static. That's kind of cool too. You'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that the new Pelican sign makes me feel kind of sad about is that we're not going to be getting that monument to women veterans that was going to be on the north side of Gregory there. That was going to be the giant flame going up over. I mean, you know, eventually we'll get the Chappie James stuff. At least we hope we will. I was really looking forward to having all three of these features. And, you know, it just makes me kind of wish we could have had the other one, too, because I think that would have been amazing anyway. So,
yes,
no doubt. Melanie Cormody, thank you for the writing, the work, the research and the journalism that you do for Gulf Breeze. It's such a great publication. Paper comes out today anywhere. Melanie, thanks for the time. We'll see you soon.
All right, thank you. See you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic for us in the place of JP, who is out today.
Thanks, Andrew. There is a hit-and-run crash at South Blue Angel Parkway and Dog Track Road. They're saying the roadway is clear in that area. Scrolling over to Navarre Parkway and Elevate Avenue, there's also a vehicle crash there. Roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Oh, another person asked, but I explained that where the new sign is, right? It's at the triangular piece of ground where the five flags used to be in front of South Market. I keep wanting to call it Fresh Market. Sorry if I slip up and make that mistake. It's all on me. Anyway, we have so many of these cool signs all around town. Yeah, everything from the Fish House to the Rex to the NES Pensacola West Gate sign to the Sailfish sign to maybe more. I mean, I would love to have more. I think they're amazing. Hey, if you are thinking about maybe, I don't know, picking up a rental house for investing, whether it's an Airbnb or a long-term rental, you're thinking about upsizing or downsizing, you're thinking about picking up a beach home or just moving to the water, whatever the case may be, before you make the decision, because instead of like after, you know, then you call a realtor, before you make the decision, why not get expert input? You know, call Christina Leavenworth and say, this Andrew won't shut up about you. you know, just say, I have a question, and he says you're good for answers, and she'll say, yeah, what do you want to know? And she'll talk with you, and, I mean, she'll give you perspective, help you figure it out. Like, is now, with the combination of interest rates, market instability, housing supply, is buying a rental a good thing right now or not? Are you going to be able to get a good deal? Are you going to be able to make good money on it or not? She can help you figure that out. Then you can make a good decision, and you can, you know, use her for the transaction too. But if there's no transaction or whatever, just, you know, call her for advice. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from Pinair Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from Pinair is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a Pinair home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at pinair.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com. News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I want Reutekers up here at once.
We will not survive this.
So, did you ever go to a fight and all of a sudden a baseball game broke out? That's not exactly what happened at the game between Spring Hill College and the University of Mobile, but it wasn't that much different than this. This is in the 11th inning where it's tied up 5-5, and what happened?
Back there on this field behind home plate, he knew exactly how far that ball was going to go. It's going to be a pop-up on the infield, and it's caught by the catcher right in front of me. Oh, oh my, oh my. This is not what you like to see. And these are haymakers being thrown. This isn't just a, this is not just a, these are pure haymakers being thrown, folks. This game may be over.
Look, I got hired to call baseball, not boxing.
I'm not sure what set that up as I was looking down.
Yeah, what happened is the pitcher threw a ball, the batter popped it up behind him, and the catcher ran back and caught the pop-up. And apparently the pitcher...
The umpires may say this game is over.
And the pitcher kind of was running over to cover home plate, which makes sense. And then when the catcher caught the ball... I couldn't tell for sure either, but it looked like it was a little bit of a taunting, ha-ha, kind of, you know, rah-rah sort of moment, and the batter took exception of that, so you had the old, you know, chest-to-chest thumpy standoff kind of thing going on with the batter and the pitcher, and then one of the other teammates of the pitcher just comes in and just rushes the batter and pushes him to the ground. And then it was a melee. I mean, you know, it was definitely a you get arrested at spring break for this kind of stuff. So and then they separated. I don't know whether they finished the game or not. I don't really care. But if you've seen the video, it's pretty atrocious. 8:22 on, you know, baseball has its fights occasionally. It's not hockey. OK, but usually baseball fights are. You ever see people fight or don't know how to fight and they're just kind of like pushing or flailing at each other and, you know, they're kind of pawing at each other. Baseball is usually kind of, I mean, it's usually not a real fight. It's usually more of an enthusiastic shoving match. I have seen some real bad fights, though, and I mean, I've seen people have careers ended. You know, Jason LaRue, the old catcher for the Cardinals, he got into a fight and he got his head stepped on in the middle of that melee. Ended his career eventually with concussion stuff, but usually it's pretty light. He was right. They were really hitting. So. Not the best situation. 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The U.S. Supreme Court denying an emergency motion to postpone the retrial of Karen Reed. She's claiming double jeopardy over the state retrying her for second-degree murder in the 2022 death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. That first trial ended with a hung jury last year. Luke Bryan's ready to take your order at a Tennessee chicken restaurant. Apparently, the country star surprised drive-through customers at a Raising Cane's location this week.
You sound like you've never heard of Raising Cane's.
No, I've heard of it.
Okay, all right.
But I've only been there once.
What is this, Bojangles? What is that thing?
Yes, I've never heard of it. Raising Cane's? What is that?
There you go. Well done.
Todd Graves and, let's see, Brian and the restaurant's founder, Todd Graves, work together to raise money for the Brett Boyer Foundation. They help babies that have heart defects. And President Trump says his 90-day pause on tariffs was not part of a negotiation strategy. He told reporters yesterday that... It wasn't a negotiation until it became a negotiation. and says that the U.S. has to stay flexible.
Well, it's not in a negotiation until it is.
Right.
And this is the thing, I've said this many times, but the thing about Trump that is so frustrating is he's created a persona around unclarity, around confusion, around, you know, hiding your objectives, which can be a very good thing. I mean, when you come out and say, you know, we're going to put a bunch of tariffs on everybody, 60, 70, 80%, you know, 100 for you, and then everybody freaks out and the stock market plunges, and then he's like, ha-ha, just kidding, takes them off except for China, but keeps the 10% on for the rest of the world still, right? The 10% is still there, and the market goes way back up, 3,000 points, whatever. And what you have to sit there and wonder is, well, was the goal to put on 80 or was the goal to put on 10? And if you put on 80, everybody freaks out, and then you pull back to just 10, you got 10. I mean, you know, who knows?
And that is not an inconsequential amount
right? That's a huge amount of money. And, you know, was this all part of the plan or was it he really screwed up and had to fix it on the fly? Who knows? Who knows? You never can tell. David, thanks so much for the update. Let's see. We got PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Thanks, Andrew. There is a hit and run crash at South Blue Angel Parkway and Dog Track Road. They are saying the roadway is clear in that area. Scrolling over to Navarre Parkway and Elevate Avenue. Also a vehicle crash. Roadway is clear. I-10, 110, looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Oh, this is just kind of one of those, I've told you many times, but it's worth telling. I get 20, maybe, emails a day from the White House. I'm not me special, like not, you know, Andrew, are you paying attention? No, but like, you know, they push out a ton of information. Every executive order, you get an email. Every speech, you get an email. Every rebuke of a fake news story that they want to rebuke, all of that. Okay, so it all comes out. One of the ones that kind of maybe flew under the radar just a little bit, but I think it's really interesting, is what they call zero-based regulatory budgeting. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the concept of zero-based budgeting, it's a kind of a simple concept. Typical budgeting would say this federal agency got $150 million last year. That would make it a very small federal agency. But okay, this federal agency got $11 billion last year, okay? It's verging on the size of an aircraft carrier a year. This is more like 16 or 17, but just for scale, okay? So they got $11 billion last year. So in the budget process, they start at $11 billion plus a little cost of expense increase, whatever. But that's where we start, and then we tinker around the edges to see whether it's going to be 11.6 or whether it's going to be 10.8 or whatever. Okay, that's normal budgeting. Zero-based budgeting says this federal agency got $11 billion last year. You start at zero. Justify your existence to me, please. Right? That's the idea. And zero-based budgetary reform or zero-based regulatory budgeting is a similar concept. I had never heard this phrase before, but the idea is that regulatory restrictions on the way we do things should also have to justify themselves from scratch every year. Or from scratch every 5 years. There's a bunch of details in the way the EO is written. But the basic idea of it is government regulation should not be a default setting. Government regulation should have to be earned, should have to be proven, should have to be justified. And this is a really long EO. I mean, there's a lot of elements to it. But the general gist of it is that we're going to assume the government shouldn't be involved in anything until it has to be. And if it already is involved in something, well, we're going to see if we can't get rid of it. So there's sunset dates, meaning you have to have a conditional sunset date that the regulation will cease to be effective and then be removed from the Code of Federal Regulations unless the agency extends the sunset date. Oh, I love that. Because for the longest time, whenever I get to talk about this topic, I've said this, but every time we put a law in, any new law ought to have three clear provisions. Now, we never do this, okay? But this is how laws ought to work. Your law ought to have one, goals. What are you trying to accomplish? Two, measurable metrics for success or failure. We are trying to increase this, decrease this by this amount, and then metrics. So, and when we hit this point, three, sunset dates. The law goes away in 2 years. Or a provision to self-eliminate because we've solved the problem. Now, some laws maybe have to be ongoing, but you should have to renew them. It shouldn't be the default. I actually got this idea from thinking about warfare, how we get ourselves into wars. We've got to declare war. Okay, what's the goal? What's the measurable metrics of when we know we've won or lost? And how long will the war last unless, of course, we just go to war and then later on we're going to make up the conditions by which we get out of it. That's why we wind up in these decades wars. Anyway, so all federal regulation, all local regulation, all, you know, state regulation ought to work like this. Declare the purpose, set measurable metrics for success or failure, because some laws don't work, and then have a sunset provision where you have to come back and revisit whether you keep it. Otherwise, you just get the proliferated accumulation of these things over the years.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Stocks start the morning lower, coming off yesterday's historic rise after President Trump paused new reciprocal tariffs that White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says have encouraged trade negotiations.
We've already got offers on the table for more than 15 countries. 15 countries. Great. Now, that doesn't mean there's a deal, but it means that we're, you know, you've heard the much larger number for people who call and they want to talk.
He was on Fox and Friends. There's been a prisoner swap with Russia for a woman convicted of treason for donating to a charity for Ukraine. Here's Fox's Alex Hogan.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed the news this morning, writing on X, American Ksenia Karolina is on a plane back home to the United States. She was wrongfully detained by Russia for over a year, and President Trump secured her release. She was freed in exchange for a German-Russian dual national.
And he's accused of illegally exporting electronics for use in Russian military equipment. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got warming up. It's 66 degrees now. Sunshine in Pensacola. An absolutely gorgeous morning out there. The new welcome sign is up, and it was lit up last night. This is the sign that welcomes visitors as they cross 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola. The city lit that sign up at a ceremony last night. Video of that is on the News Radio Facebook page. You can check that out. Charges will be pursued in a case involving teenagers and a local homeless man. PPD says they're investigating after a video posted to social media showed a teen arguing with the man, then punching him several times. Police say the victim did decline to press charges,
collaborated with the state attorney's office. We decided that it's best to pursue charges in this case.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood, and early this morning they said two juveniles have now been charged with battery. Those suspects have not been identified. Well, bad news brewing in Brewton. The largest employer in the community is planning to shut their doors. Greed Manufacturing says they're halting operations at the Brewton factory. And that means 220 workers will be laid off.
Any business that closes, that's not something you want to see happen. The larger the business, the more impact you have on people, the more impact you have for cities.
That's Mayor Yank Lovelace, and he says the good news is the workers are not unskilled. He believes most of them won't have any trouble finding new jobs. That plant's been in Brewton for 50 years. Greed tells AL.com that the company's considering using that plant as a storage site or possibly for research purposes. They also say each of the employees have been offered severance packages. Well, UWF Board of Trustees Chairman Dr. Scott Yenner has officially resigned. He sent his resignation letter yesterday. He cites opposition from within the state Senate.
I don't understand why he waited so long, knowing that the entire area, the community, was against them, did not support them.
Jean Godwin, she runs Save UWF. That's a group that was organized following Yenner's appointment to the board, and she says the school was doing well before Yenner, and three other board appointments were made by Governor Ron DeSantis. And those other three appointees, Paul Bailey, Chris Young, and Gates Garcia, will have their first round of confirmation hearings today in front of the Senate Appropriations Committee on Higher Education. A donation made to a foundation Florida's First Lady started might be illegal. And according to some lawmakers yesterday during a committee hearing, they were discussing a $10 million donation from Medicaid contractor Centene to the Hope Florida Foundation. The Times-Herald describes Hope Florida as the First Lady Casey DeSantis' top political initiative. The $10 million donation was part of the Agency for Healthcare Administration's settlement with the state for overbilling it for AHCA's services. Representative Alex Andrade said the donation may be illegal because the money should have been put into a trust fund or a general fund that lawmakers control. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and for UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off. Taking a look at the big board, hit run crash at South Blue Angel Parkway and Dog Track Road. They are saying the roadway is clear there. Also scrolling over to Navarre Parkway and Elevate Avenue. Vehicle crash there as well. Roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Another nice and spring-like day is on tap for your Friday eve. After a little bit of a cool start with temperatures in the 50s, warming up nicely into the afternoon with temperatures in the middle 70s. Lots of sunshine on the way with nice and clear skies going into tonight. Temperatures drop into the lower 60s and into the day on Friday to wrap up the week back in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. Warming up nice. It's 66 and sunny right now in Pensacola, seeing temperatures around 63 in Gulf Breeze and 60 reported in Milton.
Stanley spent his life in the saddle, wrangling whatever life threw at him. But nothing prepared him for the fight against low T and ED. Shame practically hunched him over. I'm on pills just gave him a headache. He begged for a lifeline.
Well, maybe it's over.
Wave Men's Health said no. Medical conditions, old age, there's hope. This is about real treatments. Science, not one-size-fits-all guesswork. Wave Men's Health was designed for men who hate going to the doctor. Personalized plans, cutting-edge treatments, overseen by an actual provider that takes the time to listen. With low T and ED treatments others only dream about, we fight like hell to get you back in the saddle. Because every second you wait, your condition could worsen. Act now. Don't let time slip away. Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is only $99, including blood work. And you'll know your T level before you leave. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold and zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Join Claimology today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's today at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today's question has to do with something I thought of when I was driving into work today, I had forgotten, and then I had to go back and excavate my own memory to figure out what it was I had remembered and not written down. Hey, welcome to the 50s. But the question is, when you get out of your car and you lock it, if you have a new enough car, and by new enough, I mean, anywhere between 5 and 10 years old, it's going to have a fob, right? And the fob is instead of a key. It may have a physical key. They usually do. But the key won't start the ignition. The key will get you in the door. And so the way these cars usually work is you touch a button on the handle to lock, or you, when you're entering, you grab the handle to open, right? It's meant to work instead of having to have the fob, you just have it in your pocket. So the question is, do you like that? Or do you prefer having the physical key that you have to lock it with? 437-1620, 437-1620. My wife has the Odyssey. It's got the touch the handle thing, you know? And my 07 Civic has a key with a, you can do the clicker, but the fob on the clicker is not a hand touch kind of thing. It still has a physical key. So PJ, do you like the hand touch lock unlock of the door?
No.
You have a fob
that
does allow this to do it? Okay, why don't you like it?
I don't like new things in general.
Amen, brother. I'm with you. Hey, we've both been married a long time. It works. That's good. All right, Meg. do you like the handle touchy fobby thing? Do you
not
like
really.
That? What don't you like about it?
That it's new.
Oh, two for two.
I'm with PJ.
Okay. I'm
used to it now, but yeah. It's just my last car I had forever was this fabulous convertible. It was an older car, and it had a key.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked the key.
But why did you like the key?
I have more control.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe I have
keys
more control.
Of the world unite. Yes.
When the battery goes out in the fob, yes. And then you got to fix it, and then it's hard to find, and then one day my car didn't start,
yes.
So I had to hold the fob up to where the key should be, and that didn't. I mean, it's just.
The battery on the physical key lasts forever. Because there's no battery.
Correct.
Because it always works. Always works.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you a different reason to hate the fob.
Okay.
I'm calling it the fob. It's the hand touch locking kind of interface
whatever
mechanism.
This thing is in my
there's
purse
not a good. There's not
using.
A good way to say this. The reason I don't like it is because I'm a nervous lock checker. Now, I'm not as much a nervous lock checker as my wife. She's even more vehement about this than I am. But here's my routine. I get out of my car. I close the door. I usually will either, on Hondas, you can do a thing where you kind of hold open the interior latch and then lock it, and it will lock. It's that you have to do it that way, otherwise you can't lock it on the outside. Or use the key to lock it, the physical key, twist the key, it'll lock it. Or sometimes just click on the fob, either way. But I always, 100% of the time, check the handle. I pull the handle afterwards. I don't trust that car. I don't trust this stupid car to get it right. I don't trust Skynet. I don't trust the AI. I don't even like Siri. And I certainly don't listen to that stupid British lady that gives me directions on Google Maps. I'm not interested. I want to be able to check whether the car is locked. How do you do that? By trying the door. Guess what you cannot do when you have a car that has a touch interface-based fob system? You can't check it. You're just supposed to trust that the computer got it right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do not. I do not consent. 437-1620. You're nodding at me like you agree. That's
but I was going to say, the only thing I do like about it is that I was keeping certain lock and key companies in business.
Oh, right.
Because I had a really bad habit of just rushing out of my car and locking the keys in my car.
Okay.
So the only thing I do like about this is that if the fob is in the car, then this little alarm goes, and it lets me know that I've left the key in the car, the fob in the car. So I do like that.
Which is annoying when it's in your pocket and you want to get out and go to the trunk and it. It doesn't like you very much at that moment. Now, it is a good feature, but, you know.
That's
anyway.
The only thing I like about it.
Yeah,
but I don't think the key companies like it.
No, I'm with you. And look.
It's saving me a lot of money.
I know it is super convenient to put your hand on the handle and open. I agree. But I hate that the machines are conditioning me to accept their overlord status. That you can just trust that we got it locked right. Because what I do is I'll sometimes, you know, you walk away a little bit and you click the fob. Even though you already maybe heard the lock go, I don't know why it makes me feel. But do you extra check? Like, do you click it at a distance to either see the lights or make it go off with the chirp?
Yes, I'll actually click it again.
Same.
Just to be sure that it's locked. But then I feel bad. I'll start looking around. Did I bother anything when the
yes!
horn went off?
Yes.
I always feel bad.
Did you click the wrong thing? Did you disturb somebody who's
when
just peacefully
clicking.
Smoking their marijuana in their car? Oh my God, so many people. The stench is horrible. Anyway, but you know, like, and you still can't check to see that it's locked.
Right.
Just gotta trust that it went right. 437-1620. All right, let's get some of your calls. Actually, yeah, let's get a couple of your texts in here. 437-1620. Somebody says, I like using the fob until the battery dies. Amen. And you never know exactly when that is, you know?
That's right.
It's kind of, maybe it sends you a little flashy warning. You're like, well, how much gas do I have on this thing? You know, I don't know. Give us a try. Find out. Somebody says, I only want a car that doesn't have a fob, like a 68 Mustang. Hint, hint, Christmas dreams.
Like yes, that. I'm with that. Convertible.
Somebody says, I prefer a key. Even though I lock the door when I drive, I'm afraid that someone grabbing the door handle and opening it. Oh, okay. Now we could go into a whole other section of this, which is, you know, do you like the car that automatically locks the door when you get to going 5 miles an hour? And my answer is no. Stop telling me what my car does. I don't like the headlights to be on automatically. I am an old school car. I like the manual transmission. I want to be in control. How are you supposed to sneak out of the house if you're a teenager if you lights come on automatically? How are you supposed to tail somebody into the park, you know, if you're whatever normal people do? 437-1620. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
This traffic update is brought to you by the Gulf Breeze News, your community newspaper. There is a vehicle crash at Navarre Parkway and Elevate Avenue over in Navarre. They're saying the roadway is clear. Taking a quick look at the front gate of NES Pensacola. Once again, there's just a little bit of congestion forming there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. This is next level of what I'm saying. This is next level. I won't call it paranoia, but it kind of is. They say, I found the workaround for the door touch.
Ooh.
I walk away with the fob in my pocket and leave the wife or child there to test the doors when I'm gone. I'm really with you in spirit. I'm not quite that vehement about it, but I'm really with you in spirit. I understand. Somebody says having the handle touch locking system is great. The mirrors fold when the car is locked. Oh, I think that's cool, but I'm anti the automatic systems. Like, you know, some cars, when you get in and out of them, some with the newer cars, when you put the car in park and stop the car, the seat retracts to a farther back position, which is presumably meant to help some people get out easier because Americans are not tiny. I don't know, but I always don't like, I don't stop doing things to me in my car. I want to be in control. Control freak much. But anyway, fine. Somebody says, bring back the keyhole. Yeah, I like that. Somebody says, following people in the woods, you're sounding a little bit like a stalker. That's the joke, sir. 437-1620. Somebody says, I just bought a brand new car, still trying to get used to the fob and not starting the car with the key. It's weird. I'm not even checking the remote start yet. Not there at all.
Yeah.
Not even remotely there. Somebody here says, Andrew, don't even get me started on automatic headlights. Can't stand them. I just want to be able to turn them off. Whether I'm driving or not, I just don't stop making me do things for my sake. You know, all of the safety features, you know, the lane keeping, the speed adjust, the warning that in my wife's Odyssey is got some of these features, and it'll beep at you when it thinks you're going to hit somebody. 100% of the time, either A, no, I'm not, or B, I was already braking. Like, it's never helped. It has always been a problem, and it is a distraction. Let's see. Don't even get me started about the automatic bright lights that automatically dim and brighten. I get to decide when I want to have bright lights in someone's eyes. Yeah, no, same, exactly. So it says, I hate the car that has automatic locks when you start driving. I will pinch the inside of your arm. Oh, it will pinch the inside of your arm. The absolute worst, somebody says, when the car automatically unlocks when I put the car in park. Oh, agreed. That's unsafe. I mean, you know, depending on what neighborhood you go to, you may prefer to keep the lock in place. You know, I don't need to open my car to the stranger just because I'm here. Somebody here says, I don't even like brake lights. I wish I could turn them off. Oh. Well, I think what they mean is, I'm assuming what they mean is like when you turn them on and the headlights automatically come on and then the rear, like the dim lights come on too. Mm-hmm. The same problem, right? You know, don't PJ, I can't tell if you're psychoanalyzing me or you look like you have a comment. You're kind of right up there on the mic. I'm not sure.
I'm analyzing you.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I feel you, brother. Somebody says, bring back the button on the floor high beams.
I remember that.
Were you like the little toe tappy
yes,
thing? Like
that's
you're doing,
great.
Changing your guitar setting or something?
It was great. I loved that.
I'm a fan of it on the stick. I'm a fan of the pullback or the push forward. I actually like that better, but that's because I never.
It just
learned.
Took me a while when they first did that to go from changing the lights and dimmers to not turning on the windshield wipers.
Yeah, nope, that's true. And it's easy in different models,
because it was
different
all in the
car
same
manufacturers.
No, yeah,
yeah,
it was very confusing.
Everyone can be just a little bit different. Somebody says, I hate the auto shut off when stop. Oh, what do they call that? When you pull up to a light and the car shuts off?
Oh, I hate that.
I would never, ever buy a car that does that. Never. My son has a Prius that we're kind of driving now. My second son's now bought it from my older son. That's the kind of the only thing I don't like about that car, because it's electric slash, it's a hybrid. But when the engine shuts off, I'm like, what the? Because my whole life I've driven sticks, and it's, when an engine shuts off in a stick, a problem has happened. And also, I was always taught that starting and stopping the engine is bad wear and tear for the engine, and so I'm sure it's gas efficient, but don't.
When I hear cars next to me at the light and it turns off, that's disconcerting to me.
That's the exact word I would use, disconcerting. That's exactly right. Anti-crash auto braking can get somebody hurt again. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, stories of people that are driving and going on the off-ramp and it tries to put you back on the road because it's trying to help you, but it's wrong. The question should have been, what do you hate about new cars? Because that's the answers that we're getting. We're getting a lot of that stuff here. Somebody says, I miss the old school automatic seat belts. No, you do not. The ones that for a brief time were on the door, when you would close the door and it would close in on you.
Oh, I remember those. Yeah, those didn't last very long.
No, no. I don't. Is that, you miss that?
Yeah.
That cannot be what you miss. You might miss the old school clicker or the lap belt or something like that, maybe. But anyway, and now this person says it's true. You can turn most of these features off, and that's true. That's good. And I will turn all of them off that I possibly can. All right, 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is everything, ain't it? This is everything, ain't it? This is the choice it comes down to. This is our immortality.
You don't need to be thinking immortality. You need to be thinking hit the 7-iron.
Oh, somebody texts me and says, Andrew, you're such a Luddite. No, I am not. And what does it mean? No, I know what it means. I'm just joking, but yeah. Oh, man, a Luddite. Oh, that's, you're digging deep in the good word category. That's true. I am not an early adopter of almost anything. So I'm not the, don't call me to beta test your new phone. I mean, I am definitely not the person for that. John Pickens, who's not here today, he definitely is. And what's going on with your voice, Andrew? 437-1620. Jasmine Crockett has been in the news a little bit lately. She's been saying some crazy things. She made transgressors last week with this comment.
Y'all know we got Governor High Wheels down there. Come on now.
Because he's in a wheelchair. Governor Abbott.
And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot-ass mess, honey. So yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so that was last week. Her newest one, this was just maybe 2 days ago, I think. She was talking at the Grace Baptist Church in Connecticut about, illegal immigrants and farm jobs and whatever.
Well, I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Right.
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hand.
She's very much doing the sort of, I don't even know how to describe it, but contemptuous kind of, you know, waggling her head at you. I don't know how to describe it, but you know exactly what I mean. So then this is the part where it gets interesting.
You're not. We done picking cotton.
Hmm.
We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
I know that's right. Somebody said in the background. So, we'll talk about this in a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Thanks, Andrew. There's just a little bit of congestion at the front gate of NES Pensacola, Duncan Road. Other than that, the roadways are looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
So, plantations and picking cotton, and we need these immigrants because they'll do the crummy jobs. I think it's interesting that an old video of Jasmine Crockett has surfaced from when she was first getting into office a couple of years ago, before she was elected, and I will just say there is a, what's the word I want? There's a style difference.
Absolutely. First of all, it's good to see you in the new year. You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress. It's just not what my plan was. But what I've always decided is that I would step up when there was a need.
So Jasmine Crockett on the campaign trail, Jasmine Crockett today.
Listen, he up there, he's hearing all kinds of nonsense and bull. Let me just be real. And we weren't going to sit for that. We wouldn't, you know.
Jasmine Crockett on the campaign trail.
But when she called me and said, I think it's time for me to retire, and you're the one that I believe should take my seat, I really was kind of caught off guard. I didn't anticipate that. If anyone knows anything about the congresswoman, they know.
Jasmine Crockett now.
We showed up, and if he has some sense, then maybe we would have been about that life. But y'all know he ain't got no sense. So please give some love. This took a little bit of coordinating to do, for sure. We got some cool shirts.
So is the heavily black accent speech pattern the real her that she was hiding on the campaign trail? I mean, it's possible. Or is the less emphatic black accent really her and she's now putting on the air of being the waggle the finger and gesture and...
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hands. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
I don't know which one it is, but either way, it's a little bit weird. It's 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is worth mentioning in this context, okay? I don't know which one's the authentic her and which one's the put on her. I don't know her well enough to know which one it is. It's just a little bit weird. But I will say this. It is just true. And any of you who, if you're white and you have black friends, or if you're black and you know this is true, there's sort of white voice, and then there's black voice, and there's what black people, when they're talking to each other, often, not always, often, talk one way and then learn. Like, you see this in public context when you're at a store, okay? And if you pay attention and you're listening, and if you have black friends, you know this. But that's also, I understand that. Actually, because the way you talk to people who talk like you may be different than the way you talk to, you know, people who you learn to talk to who are outside of that zone. So I don't know whether this is authentic, inauthentic for her. I don't know whether she's learned to put on a more white sounding voice when she was doing her campaigning and now she's, I don't know. But that is actually pretty normal to a degree. And like I said, if you know people, then you have experienced this. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle with or without new features, with or without the hand-locking interface or not, Frontier Motors has got a great selection of good quality used cars, 300 or so on the lot at any given time, and they can help you find the features that you like, that you don't like. Think of them maybe as consultant experts who you can ask for their opinion, what cars hold their value, what cars need to be repaired or replaced more often. Ask them. Think of them as an ally. For more than 25 years, they've been helping people locally behind that big
local
buffalo.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
All right, a quick future news here. Got to go quickly here, PJ. Will the new sign be as iconic as the sailfish sign in, say, 5 years?
No.
Not even close?
Nah.
Okay. All right. I say close, but not the same. And will we get an increase in tariffs, or are we where we're going to be right now?
Where we're going
to
be.
I think so, too.
A return to...